All right, here we go. So this part is something we started at the NACE about 7 or 8 years ago, which was rapid fire updates on the industry, to really just highlight the key things going on within each of these sectors that we have. And it's fun, it's fast, and we really the time for the question and answer will be after. But we're going to try it out again. And so to start off, Sarah Rademacher is president of American Unagi, the first eel farm in North America. Sarah, unfortunately, can't be here, but she sent a little video. And it's about 5 minutes, and we get to learn all about eels. So let her rip.
Hey, everyone. Sarah from American Unagi. Sorry I can't be here today, but I wanted to send you guys all an update on eel aquaculture in Maine. We have been growing eels in Maine for the last 5 years and expanding every year, taking up a lot of the lovely incubator space that's available in the state. This next year is going to be an exciting one for us. We are going to start construction this spring on a facility producing 240 metric tons of eels down in Waldoboro. We're super excited about this expansion and the amount of support that we've had around the state. Regarding eel aquaculture, eels are a really interesting species in that every single eel produced in the world still depends on a wild-caught fishery. So here in Maine, we have one of the only fisheries for the glass eels in the U.S. And currently, almost the entirety of that fishery has been shipped abroad, mostly to farms in China, grown out there, and then imported back to the U.S. to serve our fish and seafood markets. So what American Unagi is doing is we're keeping those glass eels here in the state, growing out this valuable resource, and in that process, we're connecting a highly valuable seasonal fishery to year-round aquaculture production and year-round jobs. We're excited about bringing this industry to Maine and the amount, again, of support that we've had throughout the communities as we built out the business. Regarding R&D efforts and opportunities, there is a lot within the eel world. Despite it being a species that's been grown in land-based aquaculture for almost 40 years, and one where the species itself has been connected to culinary traditions and cultures all over the world for hundreds of years, there's still a lot of gaps in information about the species. So if you're looking for projects around fisheries management, around aquaculture, around the connection between the two, we are definitely willing to connect with researchers to help with opportunities and make connections to filling those information gaps. There's a lot of really interesting work going on in Europe and in Japan with restocking measures, with connecting those farms and fisheries, and we are interested in doing that here in the state of Maine. Thanks a lot. We're looking forward to the future ahead full of eels, and have a wonderful conference.
All right. Sarah Rademacher, amazing. She came to the Darling Center 4 years ago, worked in the business incubator there for 3 years, and then outgrew the space. Now at CCAR and will soon be in Waldenburg. So a real success story. And if you haven't had her smoked eel pate, it doesn't get any better. We're gonna feature that at the NACE. So come to the NACE next year, and at the opening reception, we're going to have Sarah's eels. So. All right, moving on.